Instagram Stories for Monday, March 23rd. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. On Mondays, we get into what the head of Instagram shared on his Ask Me Anything. But before we do that, there's some Instagram news I think is really important to discuss. The @creators account made a new post today called Reorder Your Carousel. They say in the post, you asked, we listened. Now you can reorder photos and videos in your carousels after posting them. Your content in the order you want it without losing the engagement you've already built. The next slide explains exactly how to edit your carousel after you post it. And it explains, with control, you now have the flexibility to change the order of your carousel content at any time, ensuring your post always reflects your creative vision. They go on to say that it's seamless. You can easily reorder your media with a simple long press and drag without the need to delete and re-upload your post. They also explain, FYI, you can reorder and remove items after you've published, but you can't add any new media to your carousel. This is a welcome change, something that has been, I assume, on the backlog for a long time. Nice to see the Instagram team finally implementing that. All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into the questions that the head of Instagram answered, like, can reels over 5 minutes long get any reach? And have you ever thought about doing cover images for carousels or only reels? There's a lot of questions to get into. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's get into the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and let's do all the reach-related questions first. The first one, can reels over 5 minutes get any reach? This is a good question. The short answer is yes, but not as much reach as a reel under 3 minutes will get. The head of Instagram explains more.
Yes, reels that are 5 minutes long can get reach. In general, though, 3 minutes under are going to get more reach. And one of the primary reasons is we only recommend reels that are 3 minutes and under. So if a reel is over 3 minutes long, we're not going to show it to people who do not follow you, but we will show it on your profile. And we will show it to people who follow you. But in general, we find that shorter reels do better on the platform because people like to snack on video content on Instagram. It's not a place where people sit and watch video for 20, 30, 40 minutes. It's an app that people check a couple times a day for a couple minutes each and try to catch up with what's going on in the world around them.
I think if you really do have a story that you want to tell, a strategic way to do that would be to make a very short reel, giving the background of the story, the setup, a hook that will make people want to know more of the story, and keep that video under 3 minutes. Then if you say at the end, follow along for part two, or go to my page to see part two, then you can post that really long 5 minute one if you really want to. But overall, I still recommend less than 3 minutes. All right, let's move on to the next reach related question. One strategy that a lot of people do, and myself included, is when you post a reel or another piece of content to the feed, and that post isn't getting as much reach as you wanted to, hope it did, think it should, you share that post to your story. The logic there is that the people who only watch stories will see that reel, and then if they want to watch the rest of it, they'll tap on the reel and they'll see the content, and you'll get the view for them watching the reel, even if they saw it in your story, that would still count. However, this person has posed the question to the head of Instagram, why do you suppress stories about new posts? Here's Adam's answer.
We don't suppress stories about new posts, but in general, those types of stories are often not quite as interesting as other stories. If you're posting about your day and what's going on or behind the scenes, that can often be more compelling than if you're reposting something that you already posted to feed, particularly if someone who follows you already saw that post in feed. So if you're seeing less reach when you repost a post to your stories, it just might be that your audience is a little bit less interested in those stories than the other stories that you have to share.
Okay, moving on to the next reach related question. You may have heard people say that they have been shadow banned, meaning that all of a sudden, at some point in time, the posts that they were making were getting significantly less reach than their previous ones, with no real clear explanation. This is commonly referred to as a shadow ban, although the Instagram team does give ways to verify that your account is in good standing, and therefore your content is not being repressed in any way. Here's the head of Instagram to answer the question, is shadow ban a thing?
We don't have anything that we call shadow banning internally, but people use that term to basically mean that they're getting less reach than they think they deserve. And we do sometimes restrict accounts in certain ways. So if you post a bunch of content and that content gets taken down, we can stop recommending your content to people who don't follow you, which means you will get less reach. And so you might think that you are shadow banned. Now, to be clear, when there is an issue like that on your account, you can go to profile and then settings and then account status and see, have you had any content taken down? Are you eligible to be recommended to people who don't follow you? And then you can take steps to address those issues if the issues are there. So yes, we do take steps sometimes to restrict reach, but very often when people think that they're shadow banned, it's just that they're not getting as much engagement as they think they deserve, but we're not actually trying to do anything on our side to restrict someone's reach.
All right, let's do the last reach-related question. Does posting Instagram content to Threads help my Instagram grow? This is a very good question. I would say yes, because there are people who spend more time on Threads than they do on Instagram. And if they see your content and they're interested in it, they may jump over to your Instagram, or they might decide to follow you on Threads. Either way, you're still getting more reach, whether it's on Threads or Instagram. And since you worked hard to create that piece of content, I always say, share it everywhere. Here's Adam's answer to the question, does posting Instagram content to Threads help my Instagram grow?
It does help. Threads is growing and growing. And so if you're cross-posting to Threads, people are going to see your content who wouldn't see it otherwise. They may not know about you on Instagram, or they may follow you on Instagram as well. It's not going to completely change the trajectory of all things, but it is definitely a way to get some incremental reach.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why it took so long for Instagram to add the pause button, how to build trust on the platforms when everything is either fake or AI, and how Instagram ranks comments. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and this one has to do with the new feature that they recently added to be able to pause reels. The question, why did it take so long to launch the pause button? This is a great question because TikTok and YouTube have had the ability to pause their short form videos forever.
I don't have a great excuse here. We found it a little bit tricky to get the interaction just right and to not unintentionally make Instagram more difficult to use and mess with ranking, et cetera, but it doesn't matter. It took too long. Apologize. It's out now. Hopefully it allows you to use Instagram the way you want to.
Okay, let's move on to a couple of how Instagram works questions. The first one, how do comments rank? Like, in what order? This is an interesting question. The person is asking, in what order do comments appear when people make replies to a post?
We try to rank comments based on how interested we think you're going to be in those comments, but we also try to downrank nasty comments or mean comments that might not violate our rules, so we're not going to take down entirely, but the author and other people might not be that interested in just seeing somebody just being rude or nasty. So those are the two primary things we look at. So when you're looking at someone's comments, we try to show you the comments we think you're interested in, and we try to downrank any kind of nasty comments. You can also change the order and just see them in chronological order if you like, if you wanted to see the most recent comments.
All right, moving on. The next question, how Instagram works. The question, can someone tell that you rewatched their story? The answer to that is no.
No, nobody can see if you rewatched their story.
So there you go. You can watch whoever story you would like as many times as you would like. The next question, how do I build trust when people think everything is fake or AI? This is a very good question. I think the answer there is to build content consistently that people know you always give the same type of educational, informational, whatever content. This will help them to trust you. I'll let Adam give his answer.
That is a tough question, and it's going to become more and more tough over time. In general, I think it's good, though, just to show up as at least part of your authentic self. I think things that signal to people that you aren't overly producing your content and instead trying to be real are going to resonate, and we see that over and over on the platform. So if you make a mistake, maybe leave it in. That's okay. Don't always try to look so good. I think a lot of people worry too much about unflattering photos, which usually aren't as unflattering as you think and often can be endearing. finding little ways to allow yourself to be less polished and more imperfect actually can help you resonate as well as establish that you are real.
That actually is a great suggestion. Let's go on to the last question. Have you ever thought about doing cover images for carousels, not just reels? This is an interesting one. Carousels typically show the cover image to be the first image in the carousel. And I can think there are times when you might not necessarily want that, but then you could just have that image be the first image in the carousel.
That actually hasn't come up before. That is an interesting idea. I don't know if that makes sense, just because carousels can support photos, so it would be weird to have a photo that wasn't in the carousel, where usually the cover photo for a reel is actually a still from the reel, though I understand sometimes people hack around that, but something to consider. I'll talk to the team.
Okay, that is going to do it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. As always, come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted the scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling also, let me mention. You gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.